Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Do video games affect the brain? It's a debate that's been going on for years. One recent study says yes, and depending on the type of game you play, the results may be beneficial or detrimental. First-person shooter games like Call of Duty, in which you find and kill opponents, impact the brain differently than games like Super Mario, in which a brave little plumber fights to save a princess.
That study, published in the journal Molecular Psychiatry, indicates that the area affected is the hippocampus, which plays a role in stress regulation and memory. One type of game increases gray matter in the hippocampus, and the other type diminishes it. Here to explain the significance of these findings is the study's lead author, Dr. Gregory West, an associate professor of psychology at the University of Montreal.
Dr. West, welcome to Take Care. Thanks for joining us. This is a big deal because the gaming industry is worth billions and billions of dollars. So when we talk about this, I know that there's always many ongoing studies, and yours happens to be one that everybody's focusing on right now. But so let's talk about that region of the brain that you studied, the hippocampus. We gave a short explanation of its function, but you can probably give us a more complete idea of the role the hippocampus plays and why your findings are so interesting.
Sure. Okay. Well, the hippocampus is important for healthy cognition across the lifespan. It is involved intimately in spatial memory. So, for example, remembering where you park your car when you go into the grocery store, and also episodic memory. So these are remembering our past life events. So if you can remember your 10th birthday party, your hippocampus is retrieving that memory for you. But it's also one of the best known biomarkers, what we call biomarkers, for certain neuropsychiatric illnesses. So when we're younger, if we have fewer cells in the hippocampus, which we call gray matter, so less gray matter, then we're more prone for certain disorders, including depression and even PTSD in the face of a traumatic event. And when we're older, we have less gray matter in this structure. We're more at risk for certain types of dementia, including Alzheimer's disease. So if we're doing something in our daily lives that's promoting the hippocampus, keeping that healthy, we consider that to be a good thing. And then, of course, in contrast, if we're doing things in our daily lives that are contributing to the reduction of gray matter in the hippocampus, well, this is also something we should be aware of.
So describe your study for us. Were the participants gamers prior to the study? Tell us what games they played and for how long.
Sure. So we had three experiments in this study. So the first one was a correlational experiment where we simply compared a group of habitual action video game players. These are people that played on average 19 hours a week of either first or third person shooting games like Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto, Gears of War, to name a few titles. And then we compared them to a control group, people who reported playing little to no action video games in the past year. And what we found was when we scanned the brains of these participants and compared them, that the action video game playing group displayed lower gray matter in the hippocampus. Now, what was also interesting and important was we also gave these participants spatial memory test in a virtual maze. And so this is a developed task that has been validated by many previous neuroimaging studies. And we know that when people solve the maze using relationships between landmarks in the environment. So for example, it's basically a spatial memory task. So you can remember where you need to go by remembering the relative position between the streams and the rocks and the trees. Well, those people, they're using their hippocampus, right? The structure we're just discussing to solve that task. So we call that a spatial strategy that's dependent on the hippocampus. In contrast, people can actually use the other main memory system, which is actually related to the reward system in the brain. And people can use a rigid, inflexible pattern that ignores the environment. And we call that a response strategy. Now, previous work has shown that people use a response strategy in this very task have been shown to have less gray matter in the hippocampus. And when we tested our video game group, our action video game playing group, the majority of them use this response strategy that we know is associated with lower gray matter in the hippocampus. So this is also affecting their behavior as well.
When there's reduced gray matter, does it shrink? Does it disappear? What happens to it?
So essentially, we're talking about a reduction of cells. So yes, it is indeed a shrinkage. And so as a structure becomes underused, it tends to lose gray matter over time. And in the case of the hippocampus and the reward system, these are actually two different memory systems that actually compete with each other to some degree. Now, healthy, normal people will use both systems about equally. However, some people are biased towards using one or the other, right? And so if we're actually using our reward system to navigate and perform everyday tasks, kind of the autopilot of the brain, then we're not using our hippocampal memory system, and then those people experience gray matter loss. And many different studies have now established this.
And is it's not permanent, though. It sounds like the brain is a fluid organ, so that gray matter may be lost, but you can play Super Mario Brothers, and all of a sudden, there you go. You're building your gray matter. Or is there a tendency over time? Because you talk about gamers, and if anybody has ever had a gamer in their family, 19 hours a week is nothing. I mean, for hardcore gamers, that's...
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. So are we talking then about a population that would in any way suffer permanent shrinkage, permanent loss over time? Because your studies were very short term, but people play games for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. So further research is, of course, needed. This is a first study to basically show that this kind of human-computer interaction can actually reduce gray matter in the brain, and specifically the hippocampus. It is true that the hippocampus is very plastic, so that means that it's very sensitive to experience, positive and negative. So at this point, we do believe that at least to a certain degree, gray matter that is lost can be regained. To what extent, however, remains to be determined and needs to be studied better with future long-term studies.
Now, you had talked a little bit about a younger adult or a teenager's brain isn't fully formed. What is the impact then of playing these games? I mean, there's a lot of 10-year-olds out there playing first person or third person shoot 'em games. Is there a problem?
Well, for that, I would say that the industry has already set out guidelines, and I think people, for various reasons, should follow them. So, for instance, these third and first person shooting games are rated for people 18 and older. So I would recommend, that parents aim to follow those guidelines. However, in reality, I do know that a lot of people under 18 do play these games. And it's a question that needs to be answered. So does this actually have greater impact on the developing brain? And so that's something that a future study has to answer. In our current sample, we had people 18 to 30 years of age in our study. So we weren't able to directly answer that question.
So it seems like future studies will be ongoing.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that is good news for parents of gamers, grandparents for gamers, and gamers themselves. Dr. Gregory West is an associate professor of psychology at the University of Montreal. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.